One day, I was watching Fairy Mom learning magic from Fenella, her fairy tutor on FairyTube. She was learning a weather spell called Rainery Dew. I was watching from under a regular umbrella while my mom practiced with one that floated in the air. I really wanted a magic umbrella too, but at least I got to watch. You can use lots of different spells to stop the rain, Fenella said on the computer screen. Try Normery Dew with the code 452. It's a very useful spell. My mom pressed 452 on her computer wand and said, Normery Dew, and the rain stopped instantly. After my mom had finished the lesson and turned back into a regular mom, I sighed. What's wrong, Ella? She asked. I'm tired of being a fairy in waiting, I said. I want to be a real fairy and do real magic and save the day. Mom laughed. Every little fairy girl feels that way, she said. I promise you'll get your chance when you're older. Now, what can we do to cheer you up? Go roller skating with Lenka and Tom, I said. They're meeting at the park. Oh, I'm sorry, Mom said. I forgot that we're going to lunch with Dad's boss, Mr. Lee. But that will be fun, too. I didn't believe her. Then Dad came in.
Time to get ready for the lunch, he said. Mr. Lee is very important, so we must make a good impression.
Now I knew the lunch wouldn't be fun. I put on my best dress, and my mom did my hair. She was trying to do French braids, but Ollie kept pulling her arm, and she kept dropping pieces of hair. Be good, Ollie, I said, but I don't think Ollie knows what good means.
Right, Dad said, walking in. He was wearing his fanciest suit and a blue polka dot tie. Are we all ready? Let's get in the car.
Mom reached for a ribbon, then dropped a piece of my hair again. Oh, I'm sorry, she said. I think I need some help. She stamped her feet three times, clapped her hands, wiggled her behind, and said, Marshmallow! And poof! She was a fairy. When my mom turns into a fairy, she still looks like herself, but even more beautiful. The sunlight was gleaming on her wings, and her dress was all sparkly, and her silver crown shimmered. She waved her computer wand, pressed a code, bleep, bleep, bloop, and said, Braidsery do! A moment later, my hair was in the neatest, most beautiful braids I'd ever seen, tied with red ribbons and bows. Mom, I said, these are so pretty! You're the best! Look, Dad! But when I looked at Dad, I gasped. Normally, he has short brown hair, but now he had long brown braids with pink bows. I turned and saw that Mom had long braids, too. Even Ollie had long braids. We all had braids.
What? Dad said in horror when he saw his braids in the mirror. What have you done to me? I look like Ella.
Oops, Mom said. I don't know how that happened. I'm sure I said the right spell. She quickly scrolled through the spell app on her computer wand, then stopped and said, Here it is. She pressed in a code and said, Hairery do. Suddenly, we all had normal hair again. But Dad was still frowning.
This lunch is important, he said. I don't want anything to go wrong, so I have a special rule for today. No magic.
No magic, Mom said.
That's right, Dad said.
He sounded very firm.
No magic.
On the way to Mr. Lee's house, Mom didn't do any magic. Even when the GPS system wasn't working and we got lost, Mom didn't do a spell. She just asked a nice lady on the street for directions instead. When we got to Mr. Lee's house, we saw that it was very big, with a huge garden and woods in the backyard. Mrs. Lee showed me, Mom, and Ollie the garden, while Dad and Mr. Lee were talking. In the backyard, there was a wooden perch for a bird, but it was empty. Do you have a pet bird? I asked, and Mrs. Lee started blinking. She had tears in her eyes,
Oh, no, Mom said. Are you all right, Mrs. Lee? What's happened? I have a parrot called Ben, said Mrs. Lee. I love him very much, but he's flown away. He's never done that before. I think he was getting bored. She looked even sadder. Anyway, why don't you two stay out here and enjoy the fresh air while I finish cooking lunch? It's almost ready. Mrs. Lee took a tissue from her pocket and blew her nose and went into the kitchen to finish cooking lunch.